Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you about a topic that it's embarrassing for me to admit, but I've let this topic steal a lot of great opportunities in my life and a lot of the blessings that God's had for me, and it's the topic of fear. And I would have a feeling that most of you listening at some point or another in your journey on this earth that you've struggled with fear. And yet, I'm so thankful that the Bible says different times, over 700 places in the Bible, it talks about fear. And first and foremost, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." So the good news today is that God did not cause us to be fearful. Now, don't get me wrong, sometimes it's good to have a little fear because it protects us. But I have found more times than not that most of the time fear keeps me from blessings and good things that God wants to give me in my life. Fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, just fear of being lonely. I mean, you name it. Fear of financial problems. The list could go on and on, and I'm sure you can relate to some of those, maybe all of them. You've got your own list of what fear has stolen from you. And so I just want to share several verses with you today that I just put on a sheet, and at the top of it, I said simply, "Do not fear, for I am with you." Obviously, I'm talking about God in this standpoint, but I just want to say that 2 Timothy 1:7 again, remind you that fear does not come from God. He has not given us that spirit of fear and timidity, you know, all humped up and afraid. But God has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Some of you may feel really weak today, just worn out because life has been hard. And there are seasons we go through that. But I would encourage you, if you read that 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that I capitalized the word power when I wrote typed that verse out, and love. Sometimes you have to love people even when they're unlovely. And, you know, as Joyce Meyer says, we all have somebody in our lives that's sandpaper. I mean, they just rub us the wrong way. And the sad part, or I shouldn't say sad, the funny part is that, guess what? We're also somebody's sandpaper. You are and I am. And so, you know, I got a good friend, one of his favorite sayings is, "Bitter to the end, baby." And, you know, he's all about being the sandpaper, yet, you know, just that we're all wired up differently. I just think how boring life would be if God just made vanilla ice cream. We didn't have chocolate and strawberry and cookies and cream and Jamocha almond. And my goodness, the list goes on and on of some of my favorites. But, you know, we just rub each other wrong. But when we really are trying to honor God with our one and only life, so God asks us to love those that are not like us, because it's easy to love people that like the same things as we do. So let me share some other verses that have helped me over the past few years with fear. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And I love the first part of that verse, once again talking about being strong and courageous. You know, you have to choose to do that. It's easy to be strong and courageous when you're feeling good, you know, your health's good, you've got a good job, you've got money in the bank, your car's riding well, you got good transportation, your kids are all doing well in school and making wise decisions, which I know not many seasons that happens. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that God wants us to be strong and courageous, yet we have to choose to do that. And for some of you today, you know, I've heard people say sometimes they're cranky in the mornings or whatever. People I've worked with, "Oh, I just got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning." And, you know, I get it. It's kind of lighthearted, but it's also kind of, I mean, it's just a kind of a lame excuse. You know, a lot of us, we wake up and we're tired. And one of the things I've learned to do when I'm in the shower and been working a part-time job where I get up and 4 a.m., have to be there at 5 a.m., and I can be honest, most times when that alarm goes off, instead of saying, "Good morning, Lord," I'm just like, "Oh my goodness, God, is it morning already?" And, you know, I know a lot of you can relate to that. And yet, by the time I get in the shower, I think about my dad, and he would just talk about saying how blessed he was so many times and thank the Lord for blessing him and for clean water to drink. And I'm in that shower with hot water, especially as it gets cooler now in the fall here in central Kentucky, and just saying I'm blessed and the joy of the Lord shall be my strength. And Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And by the time I get out of that hot shower and I've quoted some scripture, and usually I listen to a podcast of a sermon. I love listening to Rick Warren. He's got a Daily Hope podcast of his sermons. I listen to him quite often. The time I get downstairs, get that first cup of coffee. You know what? The day's starting to look better 30 minutes later. So I would encourage you with that today, that you can be strong and courageous, but you have to choose it. And that verse also says, do not be afraid or terrified because of them. Well, obviously, them is just, you know, it's different for all of us. Them could be a family situation, a family member, a coworker, a upcoming business meeting that we have to have. It could be even somebody with part of your church family. You know, there's all people that intimidate us. Yet Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 says, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, whatever them is. And I love the last part of that verse. Say it again. For the Lord your God is going with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And yet, friends, so many times I want to compare my Heavenly Father to people down here on earth, to humans that the Bible says we are created in the image of God, because people have let me down, disappointed me before. Yet, the fact of the matter is, I've also let people down before. 99% of the time, it's not intentional. It really isn't. But I do. I'm a people pleaser, and I have a hard time saying no. Any people pleasers out in the audience today? You have a hard time saying no, or just saying, you know, I prefer not to do that? And, you know, we all have to sometimes kind of, life is give and take, and we do have to give up our preference and our rights sometimes. We can't always be about, as Joyce Meyer says when she does that little robot thing, it's all about me, it's all about me, what about me, what about me, what about me? I mean, you know, we all have seasons like that. But the fact of the matter is that sometimes we do give in to fear, and we're people pleasers, and we don't say no, and we get worn out, and then eventually we get angry because we keep saying yes to things that we don't want to do out of fear. So I hope Deuteronomy 31:6 encourages you today. I also love Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. It says, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can people do to me? And that kind of goes along with what I just talked about in Deuteronomy 31:6, but the word I highlighted was confidence. Friends, we had to put our confidence in God and not our situation, not our health, not our circumstances, not our financial blessings, not whether people love us like we think they should. I mean, the list goes on and on. But we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can people do to me? Then Hebrews 13:8, just a couple verses later in Hebrews chapter 13, says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, we all have people that sometimes you never know what they're going to be like. Sometimes they're super friendly and positive and upbeat. Other times they're Debbie Downer, and they're just cranky, and they're nasty, and they're negative. Yet the thing I love is that verse is that God, you know, through his son Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever, no matter what time you get up, whether you're married, whether you're divorced, whether you're never married, God is the same. I did a wedding for a good buddy of mine, Roy Stewart, recently, and Roy's been a good friend of mine. Man, we been friends for about 15 years, and we've laughed a lot because Roy's got a great sense of humor. And we've cried a few times because of just some gut-wrenching, heartbreaking things that have gone on. Roy lost a brother that unfortunately took his life in his late 40s and had a couple of children. They were in their teens then, mid to late teens. But, man, we wept a lot over that. And yet, Troy always wanted to be married like most people, and yet he dated people. Troy's a handsome guy, he's got a good job, and yet just relationships just didn't seem to work out, either by his choice or their choice. And Times he thought about giving up, but then one day, just several months ago, I guess about a year ago, God put a person back in his life that he knew in college that he had actually helped set up with his roommate, and then winds up that about 5 years ago, her husband died from cancer, and she was widowed, and they ran into each other, touched base, and next thing you know, about 10 months later, they're engaged, and I just did their wedding last weekend, and I've never seen a guy smile so big. And you think he didn't think about giving up sometimes? I know he did. Yet, God was saving his best for him. And, you know, maybe you're just waiting on God to give you an answer. You're in fear. God's never going to answer. And I want to encourage you. And I even said to Roy after the wedding, he and I had a moment just kind of standing by each other while the guests were getting food and things. And just said, "Brother, I'm so happy for you." And he just said, "Well, thanks, man." I said, "I know you waited a long time for this." And he said, "Yeah, but it was worth it because God brought me his best." And I want to say that to you today. It could be in a relationship, romantically, but it also could just be whatever it is. You're waiting on an answer from God. And I just want to let you know that God is working behind the scenes, even though you may not see him. You may not hear him. And unfortunately, you probably definitely don't, quote, feel him. But God is working on your behalf behind the scenes. I want to share a couple more verses in our last few minutes. Isaiah 41, chapter 41, verse 10 says, "So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will also help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know, I bet some of you didn't know God's actually right-handed. I apologize, that's a bad joke, but the point I'm making is that, you know what, God can uphold you when you feel like you can't take another step. Obviously, I know most of you are probably familiar with the footprints in the sand. If you're not, you ought to look that up, but it's a great point. It just talks about, you know, when I was walking through the most difficult and painful times in my life, Lord, there was only one set of footprints in the sand. What happened? Where were you? And I'm just kind of paraphrasing it because I'd really like for you to look it up. But basically, God says, actually, that was my set of footprints when you just saw one, not two. I was carrying you during that time. And that's basically what Isaiah 41, chapter 41, verse 10 says. John chapter 14, verse 27. I share this a lot at funerals. But you know what? It's also very appropriate for any time in life. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Friends, Jesus was getting ready to leave, go with his heavenly Father, and the 12 guys that did life with him for 3 years, the disciples, they were like, "Oh my goodness, man, where are you going?" And he shared that verse with him, and over 2,000 years, it's still very true. Last but not least, I'm going to share a verse with you that don't like this verse, but it's helped me a lot because it talks about patience. I get in fear so many times because I'm in a hurry and God's not, but Psalm 28:14 says, "Wait patiently for the Lord, be brave and courageous." Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Friends, that word patience in that verse twice because God knew sometimes we'd have to be patient. But to be patient, a lot of times you do have to choose to be brave and courageous, which has been a common theme I've shared today. So I want to encourage you to be strong and be brave and courageous in whatever you're doing and not be humped over because you are a child of the Most High God. And I close with these two verses. They're short, but they're both powerful. Romans 8:31 says, "If God is for us, who can ever be against us?" And Romans 8:37 says, "No, despite all these things going on in our lives, overwhelming victory is ours through Jesus Christ who loves us." I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.